want to speak to Andrew G. Marshall, who's available for a chat. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Author and marital therapist. It's a mouthful that I can almost deliver. I must say, Andrew, I'm looking at the research that's been done and the fallouts that are happening and the divorces that are pending. It's a heartbreaking time, however, for people who are going through it. We have to think about that as we speak about marriage breakup.
Indeed. And what often happens in the heat of the moment is people throw things away. And according to the research from Big Yellow Self-Storage, 40% regret throwing out sentimental items in a moment of fury.
Yes, and there's plenty of fury around at times. From your perspective of being the therapist, surely they need to seek help before they lose the rag, do they?
That would be brilliant, but you know, human nature is, however much help you're getting, there is those flashpoints. And I had a couple where the wife was so angry with her husband that she threw away her wedding ring. She felt that he had completely trashed their marriage by having an affair, and she threw the ring in the dustbin. And 48 hours later, she rather regretted that. And unfortunately, the dustman had already been, and she couldn't get the ring back. So, you know, that is the sort of thing that that can happen, because we invest so much in possessions. And what we're saying is, actually, putting things into storage, out of sight, out of mind for a while, is a good way of letting things cool off and actually detaching all this meaning, so you remember the important things are your relationship. And, you know, particularly if you've got children going forward, you need to be able to cooperate in the future, rather than getting into a situation where I do one nasty thing, you do a nasty thing back, and we just keep on building in a race to the bottom.
Well, why is it that a woman would want a wedding ring back if her husband had cheated on her, simply to get some scrap value for it?
No, I think because actually she realised that the whole thing was actually far more complicated than she was thinking. And, you know, actually, even if you didn't want that ring anymore, what about your daughter? She might want it in the future. You know, that sentimental things are not just sentimental to you, they're sentimental to all sorts of other people. From sort of personal experience, my grandmother went through the family album many years ago after her husband died, my grandfather died, and the pain was such that she ripped up all these photographs. I tell you, as her grandson, I wish we still had those photographs. It's, you know, it's amazing what you do in those highly charged moments, and it has impacts sometimes many years later.
What's the main reason at the moment for couples splitting? Is it infidelity?
That's a complex one. I think that the thing that I see the most of is what I call I love you but I'm not in love with you, which is where the love has actually drained out of the relationship. And then what happens is, you know, people have affairs, etc., etc. So actually, I find that marriages end not because people hate each other, but actually they're trying so hard to protect the relationship. They're burying a whole set of emotions and feelings. And there's only so long you can do that without actually switching off all your feelings, which is what happens when people reach, I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
A lot of people just marry the wrong person, don't they?
No, I think we make very good choices when we marry, because subconsciously we're looking for people to sort out all the material from our childhood. So, for example, a very typical example would be somebody who has a very repressed sort of stiff upper lip kind of person will meet and fall in love with somebody who's get it all out there type of person. And to start off with, that seems very appealing. And if you're sort of all over the place, somebody who's contained and was going to contain you is actually appealing. After a while, it can drive you up the wall. But actually, you've made a very good choice, because what you need to do is find a balance, because we need to be both emotional and not get entirely carried away with our emotions and throw everything out. So actually, we've chosen the right person. It's just we find the work that's necessary really difficult.
What's the breakdown at the moment for marriage divorces? Is it still 1 in 3?
That 118,000 people get divorced every year in the United Kingdom, which is a huge tragedy. And what we're saying with this research is, instead of actually becoming over-invested in things, find out what it really is about, and it's always about emotions and feelings, and concentrate on that. Don't argue about the stuff. You know, if it's too painful, put it out of sight, store it, but don't actually get sidetracked into arguing about stuff, because ultimately stuff is not as important as our relationships.
Yeah, good point. Andrew, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Nice talking to you, Frank.
Andrew G. Marshall, who's written many times about marriages and marriage breakups and coping with the tragedy of marriage breakup. Indeed, you may have read him in the likes of the Mail on Sunday, the Guardian, Telegraph. He's been in all those papers, he has.